It's time for Let's Talk Legal with your host, Cecil Harvell and Wes Collins from the law firm of Harvell & Collins. If you've got a legal question, they can give you the answer. Call now, 1-800-818-2255, and let's talk legal.
Let's Talk Legal with Harvell & Collins, attorneys at law, the right advice at the right time. We'd love to hear from you with your questions there, too. And Cecil and Wes are in the studio. And Cecil, getting near the end of the year.
Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Yes, we are here. I tell you, they really do fly, don't they?
Yeah, time does creep on by.
Mid-December. And, of course, Ben, last week we talked about some things that over these holiday periods and as the year-end approaches and New Year's begins, some year-end thoughts, some year-end planning, some year-end inventory and analysis mm-hmm. of where we stand mm-hmm. Is always a nice thing to be able to do. The last couple of weeks we've talked about kind of on the personal side, mm-hmm. what one does with their family documents, things of that nature. If there are any calls about those things, if any of our listeners missed those programs, please feel free to call in and ask a question. But today, Wes and I would like to move more to the business side of our life. Mm-hmm. And many of us operate with a corporate entity in mm-hmm. place. It might be an LLC, known as a limited liability company, or it might be a traditional corporation mm-hmm. that has then possibly elected S status, but it's still a corporation. And it has absolutely been that time of year when everyone who has a corporate entity should check in with the Secretary of State, mm-hmm. make sure that your corporation is in good standing. Check the address.
Right.
That's very important. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to be able to be a post office box. It has to be a street address so that the so that there can be service of process mm-hmm. to the corporation. So there's going to need to be a street address. And this is where the official mail of the corporation would come to, or official correspondence. So you need to check that your corporation is in good standing and that the information with the Secretary of State is accurate. Names, addresses, phone numbers,
right.
emails, things of that nature. Now, our office spends this time of year, we've basically completed it again by now, but updating our corporations and our LLCs and mm-hmm. having their annual minutes performed. And, of course, that's primarily a corporate formality that is critically important that places our corporations in the coverture, if you will, or the under the veil of the threat of liability.
Mm-hmm.
And so I will let Wes now take it over and talk a little bit about that. But that's why we do those corporate updates.
Right. And a lot of that update work can be done online. I mean, it's pretty simple as far as what you have, as far as how the Secretary of State sees you.
Some of it is. Some of it requires a little bit more of direction and work that needs to be done outside of just the documents that are filed with the Secretary of State. You know, the North Carolina Business Corporations Act does require you to have an annual meeting. So, and that's one of the things that can be attacked in the event that you don't do that, that mm-hmm. you're not acting like a corporation, therefore the corporate veil could be pierced. So it's important to actually have that annual meeting, you know, even if it's a mom and pop corporation, you know, have discussion about the status of the corporation,
mm-hmm.
which probably happens weekly anyway, but just document it as the annual meeting on an annual basis. With regard to limited liability companies, LLCs, the statute doesn't specifically require those annual meetings, but it's still good practice to put those in place so mm-hmm. that in the event that there is a, you know, there's an audit or there's a lawsuit, then we really, that's just one further layer of protection with regard to piercing, you know, of the corporate veil. And, you know, I deal with these issues all the time in litigation cases, in lawsuits.
Right.
And it's a very important issue for people to pay attention, just because you filed with the Secretary of State and you have a piece of paper that says that you are, you know, LLC or a corporation and you're, you know, kind of going to work every day mm-hmm. in this business or, and you're kind of acting that way, you know, what it really comes down to, when it hits the fan is the documentation.
Yes.
Right. And I can tell you, you know, I could just rattle off lawsuits right off the top of my head. I mean, one of them in particular I'm dealing with, which is basically an action by a bank against a borrower,
mm-hmm.
and some issues with the bank documentation. And there's a huge question in that case about whether the debt, which is a six-figure debt, a significant amount of debt after a foreclosure, does it extend to these individual borrowers or does it end with the LLC?
Mm-hmm.
Because at the loan stage, there was some documentation that was a little bit splotchy.
Mm.
Well, luckily, on behalf of my client, the bank, the LLC documentation was extraordinarily splotchy.
Yeah.
So we were able to pierce the corporate veil and get to the individuals. Now, that's a six-figure difference to my client about what we'd be able to collect here because what real property is being held. And that's just because of lack of keeping up with the documentation,
right.
lack of formalities, lack of keeping annual meeting minutes, lack of winding up properly at the time that there was a divorce related to these folks. You know, another case that comes to mind is a business that was operating and just failure to prepare the documents relative to the corporation showing who owes what, what the shareholders are.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, the mom and pop here in this corporation go down the road of a divorce. Well, then that entire business then becomes subject to equitable distribution.
Right.
It's an asset that is one of the largest assets in this marital estate to divide out. Well, everyone kind of knew that it was being operated 50-50, and it had been for a long period of time. But lo and behold, we look back, lack of formality, lack of keeping the records, didn't show 50-50.
Wasn't even
close to being 50-50 because the book was sitting on the shelf and collecting dust, and no one really took care of business. So then we get into a factual dispute where we're having to subpoena tax returns and how assets were shared and how income was shared or revenue was shared. You don't want to go down that path. You don't want to have to litigate those issues. You don't want to have to prove your case.
Yeah, cost you a lot more to do that.
Absolutely. You just want to keep your documents consistent with what everybody agrees with while everybody is happy.
Mm-hmm.
Because when the folks involved in the corporation or LLC become contentious or litigious toward each other, that's when we can't agree on anything.
Yes.
So everybody is going to take a position that's most advantageous to whom? Themselves.
Exactly.
So then we obviously have to look at the documents. So do yourself a favor. Pick that book up. Mm-hmm. Take a look at it. Make sure you got those annual reports done. Make sure you're not going to get administratively dissolved by the Secretary of State. Make sure you do those annual meeting minutes and make sure that the shares, the certificates, the meeting minutes show the true ownership of the business. Those are just a couple of things off the top of my head that are just in and out pervasive in lawsuits I'm dealing with now that make a huge difference about whether it's a simple resolution that doesn't even go into litigation or whether it's something that, you know, we fight over for 6 months, 8 months, a year maybe.
It's like everything, Ben, and we'll talk more about this after the break. But the devil is in the details.
Mm-hmm.
And when you make the comment that, well, some of this stuff can be online, to be honest with you, Ben, not really.
Mm-hmm.
The online part, if you will, the internet part stops and starts with checking your status and your fundamental information with the Secretary of State's office. As I discussed before, are we in good standing? What are the proper addresses? What are the proper names? After that, when it comes to making sure that certificates are properly filled out, that their stock is properly issued, that it either is with or without survivorship, that it's in the proper name, and then shareholder agreements between the stockholders, annual minutes and documentation, these things, Yes, there's stuff like that online, Ben, mm-hmm. but that's, of course, you're talking to a lawyer here, but that's where a lot of problems could begin.
All right. We'll have more to come in just a moment here on the Coastal Daybreak on the Talk Station. Let's Talk Legal with Harvell and Collins, and you can call in with your questions.
Call me at 800-818-2255 or locally at 247-7282 or 353-4674.
Hey, welcome back here to Let's Talk Legal with Harvell and Collins, attorneys at law. We're talking about walking and talking like a business, including filing those annual reports.
Ben, a couple more things. It is very important that we look and make sure that our assets are titled in the corporation, mm-hmm. if they are supposed to be. I'm always astonished by that. I mean, mm-hmm. even, you know, a nice piece of land in a building. You know, the client will say, well, my corporation owns that. We go and we pull the deed, and the deed shows that really Mr. Jones bought that, or mm-hmm. Mr. Smith, or Mr. Davis. You know,
right.
It's titled in their individual name. They've thought all along that it was titled in the corporation. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So check your titles. Okay, and make sure that they are in the right place. Okay, maybe it's intended that you own the land
separately
and individually, mm-hmm. but let's make sure that that's what your intention matches the documentation. Vehicles, tractors, trailers. This is another biggie that Wes and I deal with all the time. Someone will say, "Well, the business owns those trucks." And tractors, mm-hmm. And trailers. Well, but the titles are individually held,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, vice versa. You know, the ownership is going to follow the title.
Right.
And so you really do have to make sure that these things are lined up.
Mm-hmm.
So again, take inventory of these things. If your corporation does not have these annual minutes, get with your lawyer and get them done for the last 3 or 4 or 5 years,
mm-hmm.
and then start doing them every year. In 10 years, we'll blink, 5 years, we'll blink, and you will be in excellent standing, having done it consistently for 3, 5, 7, 9 years.
Right.
You know, we got to start somewhere. So there are a lot of listeners out there who know, oh, yeah, I'm incorporated, but I hadn't done all this detail work this lawyer's talking about. Well, today's a good day to start. And then
right.
in 2 or 3 years from now, you know, you'll have a trail of glory just like all the other corporations that are in good standing.
So even if it's an LLC, a lot of people do an LLC. They think it's simpler. There's going to be some other issues about it. But you still need to do your proper
yes,
paperwork
you
there.
You do. You need to, first of all, you have to, just like a corporation, have to make sure that the LLC is in good standing with the Secretary of State,
mm-hmm.
and that the information on the website is accurate. And then absolutely, that LLC should have some annual documentation that mm-hmm. obviously puts a litigator mm-hmm. in a very strong position arguing that this LLC walked and talked like a corporation.
Mm-hmm.
They had, you know, an annual meeting, much like we do with the co-op,
mm-hmm.
you know,
right. sure.
the Carter Craven Electrical.
Yeah.
I mean, homeowners associations, granted
right.
they're corporations,
mm-hmm.
but that we have an annual meeting. Why would an LLC not also have such a meeting? It's not, there doesn't have to be anything onerous or
mm-hmm.
lengthy, but there needs to be acknowledgement of the fact that it is filing an LLC corporate return,
mm-hmm.
That its leases are in order, that its agreements are in order, things of that nature. Now let's talk about agreements, and I'll let Wes start talking about some. There's just a whole long list, if you will, Ben, of agreements
mm-hmm.
between members in an LLC,
mm-hmm.
who are kind of shareholders,
yeah.
but they're called members, and shareholders.
Mm-hmm.
And there need to be some agreements, okay, because unless you're the sole guy,
right.
you know, I mean, hey, what happens if someone dies? What happens if someone gets disabled, is in a terrible accident? You know, as we mentioned earlier, goes through a divorce, goes through a bankruptcy. Some things can sometimes happen to one of the individuals in a business, but not necessarily their shareholder. You know, there are two lives going down the path of life there. And so, you know, things need to be in order. There need to be agreements.
Let's talk about those shareholder agreements then.
Well, I think that first of all, let's establish the fact that the folks out there who do have their corporation or do have their LLC have already, they already recognize the importance of having some legal documentation. Mm-hmm. So that's a good start because really, you know, why do we have that corporation, that LLC? Well, we do it for purposes, maybe some tax purposes. We do it for purposes of being better organized, but we mainly
liability arrangements.
We mainly do that for lack of liability to limit the liability. So as we've talked about on other programs, you know, you've got, and this one to a certain extent, you've got to walk, talk, and act like that corporation LLC and follow the rules. Otherwise, that liability is going to get right to you anyway. So, and like I said a moment ago, you know, everything is cool. Everything is fine as long as everybody's happy. But then in the event that we have a corporation or LLC and you know, one of the members all of a sudden, boom, in a divorce, one of the members all of a sudden falls on hard times and has to file bankruptcy. You know, one of the members
passes
away. One of the members decides, you know what? I don't like the guys I'm working with that much. I'm not going to put anything into this LLC anymore. But this member still owns part of it.
Right.
What do we do in those circumstances?
Right.
Well, what you do if you don't have a shareholder agreement or a member agreement dealing with those issues is that you're in a very difficult position. Let's kind of go through those briefly. First of all, if we have, let's say, a member that owns 50% and they're going through a divorce, guess what? 50% of your business is now subject to an equitable distribution proceeding in district court. So half of your business is hung up in a divorce. Well, if you have a shareholders agreement, then you have a way to keep that out of the divorce. And you have a way to address that so the business can continue and not be dragged down by that process. The details of how we do that's a little beyond the scope of what we're talking about today, but we can get into that
but
one day.
But you can prevent that.
You can prevent it in the event that one of the members files bankruptcy. Well, if that member files bankruptcy and owns 50% or a third or whatever of the LLC or the corporation, well, the bankruptcy court is going to require that part of the corporation or the LLC to be part of the bankruptcy, to be liquidated, to pay for creditors' claims. So how do we deal with that? Shareholder agreement. In the event of a death, obviously, if we own shares of stock or membership interest, if the person has a will, you know, let's say that we leave our shares to our spouse. Well, all of a sudden, we have a new member. Is that spouse going to contribute the same way? Or is that spouse going to want to be paid out?
Right.
Well, then how do we determine what that spouse's share is worth? How much do we pay? If we don't have a shareholders agreement, next thing you know, we end up in court arguing about the value of the business.
Okay.
So if you have that agreement, we can resolve these issues so that if one of these unfortunate situations arises, real simple and straightforward.
Okay, these are the things that we want to take a look at as we are talking about acting correctly as a corporation or an LLC at the end of the year, some of the documents and things you need to review. We'll have more to come in just a moment with Let's Talk Legal with Harvell and Collins. We're talking about behaving right, really, when it comes to being an LLC or a corporation at the end of the year.
Yeah, so we were just talking about the importance of the shareholders agreement. So, you know, folks listening out there who have already taken the first step, which is a very important step of having the corporation put in place, having the LLC put in place.
Getting those annual meetings.
Doing the annual reports, doing your annual meetings. Really not commingling funds, separating the funds out, properly reporting the revenue, doing all the things that, that, you know, a good business owner is going to do who has a corporate entity. You know, do yourself a favor And it take this time now to address this issue of a shareholders agreement. Because of the things I just went through,
mm-hmm.
you know, sit down with your business partner or partners, get with a good attorney. You are going to need a lawyer to do this. Mm-hmm. There's no question about it because every situation, you know, is a little bit different for each company and each family, so on and so forth. And get these documents put in place because in the event that a divorce, a bankruptcy, a death, or a partner that decides they're just not going to contribute anymore, but they're still going to own part of the business
right.
happens.
Mm-hmm.
Those events need to be defined in a shareholders agreement as triggering events. So then we have a mechanism so that the business itself is not hurt. Mm-hmm. It's not damaged. It can continue and all parties are treated fairly. Very important to do that. I have lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit I've dealt with over the years because of failure to do that and failure to keep up with these
right.
these formalities that that we've talked about. So an ounce of prevention is worth 10 pounds of cure mm-hmm. on this particular issue. There's no question about it.
Okay. Again, a lot of these things, if you have not done them, you can backfill, right? You can
no
go
problem.
Back in and fill this in. And
no problem. Of course, you sure can.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should. We have folks come into our office sometimes who say, well, I know I should have been doing this, but it's probably been a long time since I've done my annual mm-hmm. meeting or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then, you know, maybe it's been 10 years. Maybe it's been 8 years. Well, then we talk to them about, obviously, have you met? We've met, but we just hadn't documented it. So sometimes we go back and mm-hmm. we will prepare the minutes consistent mm-hmm. with what they said was transpiring over the years, looking at the tax returns, looking mm-hmm. at the operations of the business so as to fill in that gap. So don't let that be a deterrent.
Right.
Or at least pick it up as of 2016 and move forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people bring in simple little file folder with, you know, I'm incorporated
articles.
And mm-hmm. with my, you know, been incorporated for years.
Right.
You know, Cecil. And, well, do you have a corporate book? Well, I've got, you know, here's my charter,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they have their charter, their articles of incorporation
mm-hmm.
in that little file folder. And that's all they've got, you know, no membership certificates issued if it was an LLC, no stock certificates issued if it was a corporation, no corporate minute book.
Mm-hmm.
So as we have said, you know, today is the day to start. Let's order a minute book. Let's get those articles out of that little file, out of that little manila folder and put them in a book and start having some minutes.
There you
go. Let's go back a year or two and document what you've done. Let's get some tax returns. Let's check your titles to your property, titles to your equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about a shareholder agreement. If there is more than one, member of the corporation. And let's try to again bring this corporate entity, into a place where it will not be prone to litigation.
Just get it done, and you can call them the folks at HarbellandCollins.com.